Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday, so you know what's happening today. We're catching up. We're talking about skinning cats. I don't know, something weird Justin's got going on. Before we do that, though, let's talk about your mail and offers to owners. So we all know that getting offers into the hands of people with land that you want to buy is crucial to the success of our business, and there's no better or cheaper way to do that than offers to owners. Justin and I both run our business on it and couldn't be happier. It's quick, it's easy, and by far the most effective way to get your letters out. So do yourself a favor, go check them out. The website is www.offers2owners.com.
You hating on my sunglasses?
I know you put them on for a reason.
Every Wednesday, my future's so bright because of this land business.
Wow, okay.
It's just so many different ways to skin a cat.
Okay.
And because of that, we're always going to be successful.
All right.
I can't believe you don't appreciate my shades. I mean,
well, see, I saw you put them on as I started talking. I don't know if you were just trying to mess with me.
Oh, you know what was happening.
Make me stumble.
Ray Charles did it?
What?
He wore shades?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. So, Justin and Ray Charles, twins now.
Yep.
Okay. So,
I got you.
Where did I go from that one?
I know you can't even go anywhere. Like, I won today. Like, my Wednesday stump, like, he's tearing up on me over there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know where to go.
I'm crying for my choice in business partner.
You love every second of it. I had a consulting call here recently that they said that we really think that Adam has to keep you in line. I guess they think I'm irresponsible or don't follow the plans while I run my successful three companies.
Don't know.
I'm an idea guy. It's got to have it.
Mm. You just write it stuff down. Like I have in my, we just get stuff out of your head, and that way you don't have to put it on me or in the show.
I put it into the show. That way I can go back and listen to it later.
Ah.
Oh, man.
So what's going on? I love it.
Nothing. Well, I say nothing. Lots of stuff, actually. Businesses are all doing well. Lots of property being bought. I think I put 4 more under contract this week to go. They're in escrow right now. Had one fall out that we okayed. So today is Wednesday, and Saturday me and you went and looked at a big subdivide potential in Texas.
Yeah.
So, which is going to be cool. I think that may accidentally become one of the first syndication deals that we do. So I've got a couple people that have been interested, and I've got a few more spots to fill up to get that lined up. But, I mean, it's looking like it's probably going to be a go.
You want to tell people about it, how big it is and whatnot?
Yeah, it's 848 acres in a county in Texas. Comps for this, I'm calling conservative at 33. One of the guys I'm working with on it, $3,300 bucks an acre.
All right.
We're going to be offering somewhere around $2,000 to $2,100 bucks an acre. We've lined up the bank financing, 15% down, 30% AMO with interest only. We'll have a release rate for each amount that we cut up. We're going to cut it down between 40s and 70s and list the stuff with electricity and a good road for about $39,000 to $4,000 an acre. Looking like it's probably going to average around a $3,500 sell price. I'm calling it $33,000 just because I'm conservative. We'll throw a little cross fencing, clean up some roads internally in it. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're looking at about a $1,200, $1,300 conservative profit per acre on 848 acres.
That's big.
Seven-figure deal.
Nice.
So, like I said, a couple spots left to fill up. We are walking it as of last week because today is Wednesday. Yes. So, just like I said, big things happening. We got the subdivide in Virginia that's about to kick off. Their attorney approved our stuff. They wanted to go over a few more things because it's 6 estates that we're buying it from, and they're getting everything together. So we should be still moving forward on that one. That one's going to be another big subdivide. So, like I told you, 2019 was going to be a subdivide year for me. The second half, and that's what we're going to do.
Nice. You're skinning a cat.
Multiple different ways, man.
Yeah.
You know, we've done the everything from the $50 property from Arkansas up into the 7-figure ranch subdivides is what we're trying to get through. So, I mean, when we say we're active in the community, we're staying active in the community, man, across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has actually been on my mind a lot lately because you, as you get to know a lot of other investors and you see everyone's business and we do consulting and we talk to everyone, you realize how many different ways there are to make money in this business.
Oh,
that's why it's so like, you don't run into a lot of people doing exactly what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's like, we've talked about this before, but you can make a business out of just optioning landlocked deals instead of actually purchasing them and then contacting the neighbors and whatnot. Yeah. Right?
We've seen that happen.
We know people that buy $50 to $100 properties on eBay and resell those.
Yep.
We know people who may buy them for $500, sell them for $3,500.
Yep.
I mean, we know people who buy for $200, $300, $400, $500 and owner finance them for $100 a month for 3 years and just grow that like wild.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that once you put your thought into it, you find where your niche is, what you can do.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree 100%. I've seen the person that's fully automated with the online, their buyer's list come from them not being able to look at their inventory until you put in their email address, and then they sell 90% of their properties off their email list. To the guy that doesn't even have anything that shows that he's a land investor, and he makes high six figures a year flipping land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, because that guy had no buy site, no webs, no sell site,
no
email list, no nothing.
Yeah.
Basically a social media ghost.
Yep.
And he still buys one deal. It was one of his first mailers, right?
His first mailer, he bought three deals and made close to $420,000 off.
That's what I was getting at, right? Yeah. That was one of his first deals he made that much money on.
His first mailers, yeah. His first deal he made $210,000 on in less than a day.
Yeah. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the point of this whole thing is we will tell you what we do and how we do it. But for me and my expectation for you to copy me, no, don't copy me. Mm-hmm. Use what I do. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from the things that I struggled with or Adam struggled with and make it your own. We're here to help you scale your business quickly in whichever way that is.
Yeah. And I think we talked about this before the show. Like a lot of people's objection will be, well, I can't go to the big land because I don't have any money.
Yep.
Okay, so Plum stepped in and took care of that. But even if you do want to start with your own money, you can buy and sell for $50 to $100 and resell it for 400%, four times your money, and keep growing that way. And then find your way in this business, find your niche, find what you like, and continue to grow.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to see that we call them the big four courses, right? All four of them talk a little bit differently about what they do and how they do it. You see, hey, only mail tax deed. Hey, send everybody. Hey, you know, put it on contract or an option for 6 months. Don't use your money. You know, send a blind offer or send postcards and get people back and look at those properties. You have all those stuff and all of them work. And there's people that have been successful in all of them. But what you need to understand is you have to make it work for you. Don't be so dead set on copying somebody else's business because that's their business. Mm-hmm. Make it your own. And it's okay because you're going to be successful in that as long as you understand how to get a deal, how to price it properly, and sell it for more.
Yeah, it's so funny because I see some of these investors on like other podcasts or, you know, they're being interviewed somewhere and I've never heard their name ever. Mm-hmm. Like there's obviously the some people that you see active on Facebook and you hear their podcast and you're like, okay, well, that's cool. Now I know a little bit about them. But there's some people that will go on podcast and I've never once heard of them, but they're doing several hundred deals a year, making six figures. And you're like, how have we never interacted with each other? Right.
Yeah.
And that's just because there's so many different ways to run this business. Their business may be completely different than what I'm doing.
No, you're exactly right. Like, and I go back to that investor that doesn't do any of that. All his stuff goes on the MLS. He buys in a certain market. He likes North Texas. He buys in that area. You know, that's his MO. It fits what a house flipper tends to do. Find a deal, try to make it a little bit better, or clean up the advertising on it, list it with a broker, and then he steps away, waits until he gets his call.
Yeah, that reminds me too. You said North Texas. Like some people just only buy in one specific state or county and fund their whole career.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. Wow, skin a cat.
Somebody's asked me about that the other day, and I'm like, I'm not market locked in. You know, I'm kind of everywhere. I think right now I'm got offers and land in seven or eight different states. And I know you've gotten way more than that.
I'm in 30 right now.
Yeah.
Blah.
That's okay because, you know, we talked about this before also. Like if one market gets tight or something, we're all ready to rock, move on next.
I just look at numbers for not being the number guy of this duo.
I was about to call you. So you're that guy now, huh?
For everybody out there, they believe that you are like, I'm like this, just like, blah, guy. But actually, I know how to manipulate some data. I'm not all beauty. I got some brains too.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to put my shades back on.
Or not. Don't
did they bother you that bad to have them shades on?
No.
Okay.
No. I just know that the purpose behind it was not to look cool because we're in a room by ourselves. The purpose was to stump me. Yeah.
And I did. Congratulations, Justin. You have done it again. Mm. Your Wednesday weekly stump.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's free talk for a little bit.
All right.
Well, what else you got? Like, what's going on with you? What's Adam mother effing Southie up to this week?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Nothing. So I'm pretty much starting my vacation time.
Okay, that's right.
Right now. You know, tomorrow's the 4th. We'll be out at the pool, I'm assuming.
Yep. You coming? We're going to barbecue for that. That'll be nice.
And then we're going to Houston next week. And I'm actually really excited about the Houston trip because we're taking this what's called Von Lane. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
So they advertise themselves as the private jet of buses. And it's a giant bus, right? But it's only got 20 seats in it, and you get like your own cabin. It's a full-blown like Lazy Boy recliner. Uh-huh. You get a waitress. You get satellite TV. You get internet. You get everything. It picks up in downtown Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
And it's the exact same time as if you would fly, and it was only $100 a person round trip.
Okay.
And so I'm real excited about it because by the time I drove to the airport, got there an hour early, flew to Houston, then got there. It's the exact same time.
Why would you fly to Houston, though?
Well, I'm not.
Like, Houston's like one of those locations you drive to. It's like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's the thing. I don't want to drive.
Okay. So you're not going to meet us in Galveston then?
No.
Okay. Because you rode a bus to Houston.
The private jet of buses.
You can French it up all you want. It's still a bus.
No, her brother, Mary Beth's brother, takes it all the time, and he's the one that turned us on to it. He's obsessed with it. So we're going to give it a shot. I'm perfectly happy to have somebody else do the driving, and while I have a waitress, and while I just kick back and either cruise the internet or watch some TV.
Mm. Okay.
Sounds fun to me.
Yeah, the private jet of buses.
That's what it says on the website. So we'll see. We're going to test it out.
Okay. I'm looking for your review.
It seems like a no-brainer to me, because if I drove, then I got to drive there and back. I got to pay for the gas. I got to be the one paying attention. Well, Mary Beth is over here just sleeping.
That's my wife. That's my wife in a nutshell right there.
Yeah, so now we both get to kick back and be pampered along the way.
Okay. And so, and they're picking, and your family's going to pick you up in Houston?
Yep.
At the bus stop.
At the hotel, yeah.
The bus stop.
Yeah.
The bus stop. That's what I'll call this. The bus stop.
Call it a bus stop all you want. That doesn't deter me.
So, did you upgrade to get all this extra stuff, or is that just included in a ticket?
That's it.
How do they make any money? If it holds 20 people and it's $100, that's $2,000.
Yeah.
How do they make any money?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. You should let them know that you're a famous podcaster and that you would like to do a review and write up for their company.
Well, I just did, essentially. Okay. We'll find out.
Hashtag, what's the company name?
Von Lane.
Hashtag Von Lane.
Yeah.
Adam Southie will be riding your bus here shortly. Pamper him well, because he will be giving us a review to our massive.
Look at it online if you check it out. It's pretty sweet.
Okay. I like it. I'm going to check Von Lane. All right, guys. Y'all heard it from the man here. How to ride first class on a bus.
Yeah. So that's exciting. But other than that, you know, in life, we're just buying and selling. It seems like I've had a lot of wholesale properties come my way lately.
I just got a big list of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it yet.
I didn't get that list.
I'll forward it to you.
But I have had a lot come my way, and some of them I'm just like, I really want this property right now.
Yeah, I get it then. Be about it.
Yeah.
Buy them up.
Well, I typically try to be about it.
Yep.
How about you?
Just buying and selling real estate, funding deals.
That's what we do.
We did close quite a few deals, got some deals that we okayed some more. My buy board, it cycled all the way through this weekend, or this past week. And so now I've got another 6 on there that are in different forms of title, different areas and closings and things like that. Sell side, get some of the older properties cleaning up still. Had some new ones. You know, one of the things that kind of sticked out to me is that having some plum guys get offers and not telling me they got offers. And I'm like, guys, let me know. Maybe we sell them and keep rolling. So, you know, any of our listeners, if you do work with plum in the future, make sure as you get offers, you let me know about them, because sometimes we'll take those or make a profit and roll.
Why wouldn't someone let you know?
I don't know. They were trying to get a couple $1,000 more. Had one guy, he's got, should we put one on in Tennessee? I think he had 5 offers on day one, and then had a guy, so this is first week it's on the market, and then a guy going out to look at it this past weekend, so I'll know what it goes for. He made a full price offer, but he wanted to put his eyes on it first. So, you know, not a bad day on some of those.
I'll take it.
buy, I think, 10.9 total into it, and full price offer was 35,000.
10.9 into 35,000. Wow.
Yeah. And then another one we had 19 into, and he had a couple, had a $35,000 offer on it, and he didn't take it and didn't tell me about it. Hmm. And so, I'm not saying anybody's name, but he should know who he is.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that all day.
Cool.
That's about it, man. Then barbecuing with you on the 4th, and family with Galveston that weekend after.
Good time.
Yeah, that's a good thing about summer. I think that we're going to see that people ebb and flow in and out because of vacations and family reunions and things like that. So,
mm-hmm. Cool. Well, let's let people get back to it then.
Yeah. Enjoy your summer.
All right. Yeah. Enjoy your 4th. I know tomorrow's a big day for a lot of people. Be safe out there too, though. And come back and see us on Friday. And while you're taking that fun time, go to Facebook and Instagram and give us a like and give us a follow. And then go to iTunes and like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. I appreciate it, and we'll see you Friday.
Remember your sunscreen.